If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast, and it is presented by BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Just make sure you use that promo code PODCAST1 so that you get the 50% sign-up bonus today. He's Steve Fezzik, the only two-time winner of the Super Contest at the Westgate Casino out there in Vegas. That is the Super Bowl of professional football gambling, and only one man has ever won it twice. Our guy, Steve Fezzik. Check him out on Twitter at Fezzik Sports. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman. Have a bunch of different podcasts for you that you should check out over at rostucker.com. But I love this podcast. Absolutely love it. Have a blast every Sunday following my bets, following my picks. We are all in this together, my friend. And speaking of that, by the way, all in this together, before we review last week, Steve, if you really want to all be in it together, get the BetQL app already, if you haven't already. It has sharp data for both NFL and college games. Their best bets have been incredible. Their best bets, if you've been following the BetQL app's best bets, they've been very, very profitable so far this year. Plus, just with the app, you can stay up to date with line movement and track the lines leading up to kickoff. Those best bets are proprietary algorithm information that they shoot out to you based on what they're seeing. Plus, if you live in Jersey or PA like I do, you can get exclusive offers from sports books that they only give to people that have the BetQL app, and then use the BetQL's data to make the right bets. Go to the App Store, Google Play Store, whatever. You know how to get an app. It is the BetQL app. Steve, like we always do, we will start with last week, which was kind of a roller coaster. It's crazy how many bets we each made. I guess you only made four. I made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And we both came out flat, totally even, which I guess is a bad thing, because if you come out even, Steve, you're losing. But a good thing in the sense that you could have had action on a lot of games, made a lot of games really interesting and entertaining, and not really lose very much money. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and last week was a week it was good for me to be selective, because I got to be honest, as far as what I expected versus what occurred, I had a really good read on the NFL up until last week, and I was surprised by many of the outcomes.
Totally agree. Some of them we'll go through them. Let's just go through them. It's easier to do it that way. Much better to explain it while we're doing it. By the way, several people pointed out to me either in email or Twitter that our guy, the Birdman, Todd Bergman, at L Birdman on Twitter, does an outstanding job grading us every week, that he missed a couple weeks ago, Steve, that evidently you had given the under on the Lions-Eagles game. So, and you had lost 2 units on that. He had not graded that. So, coming into week 4, I am up 12 units. You are up 11 units. Since we were both even, I'm still up 12 units. You're still up 11 units. So we're still double digits in the black, which is nice. Thursday night football was the Eagles and the Packers. You leaned to the over. That would have been a good bet, Steve. I took 2 units on the Eagles. Thought they had a decent chance to win the game outright. Loved them getting the 4.5 points. They did win the game outright. Obviously, that was a good one there. Neither one of us did anything with the Titans or the Falcons. We had our first best bet last week, Steve, Patriots and the Bills. We both took the under 2 units, 42.5. And man, did we nail that one. 16-10. And honestly, Steve, I've never seen a defense I can remember do that to Brady with three and out after three and out after three and out.
Yeah, New England blocked punt touchdowns, so frankly, should have only been 20 points. So I was very surprised to see New England have so much trouble moving the ball.
Yep, good thing we took the under. Then we have the Chiefs and the Lions. I put a unit on the Chiefs laying 6.5. And even though they won the game by 4 and I lost, you know what? They could have easily lost that game. That was not the right side in that game. They got a couple benefits, I feel like, of some tough breaks against the Lions. So that was just a bad bet by me. Kudos to the Lions. They're better than even I thought they were. And the Chiefs aren't as unstoppable as I thought. We both leaned Oakland in that Raiders-Colts game. We should have taken them, Steve. They won the game outright. They were getting 7 points. As for the Chargers and the Dolphins, I leaned Miami. You put two units on Miami, getting 16 big ones. And they had a 7-0 lead. You're getting 16 points, 7-0 lead, and they still blew it. The Dolphins are a disaster.
They really are. 0-4 straight up. 0-4 against the spread. Got the Dolphins rated now 16 points, worse than an average team. That's the worst rating I have ever had for an NFL team since I've been doing power ratings.
Let's get to Giants and the Eagles. You leaned Washington. Boy, I felt good about the Redskins. I put two units on them. That was a bad, bad pick. Although, in fairness, and we could talk about this, Steve, I did not know that Brandon Scherff, the right guard, wasn't going to play. And I really didn't know Terry McLaurin, their star rookie receiver, wasn't going to play. Case Keenum, I thought, would come out and play well against a terrible Giants defense. He didn't. He played really poorly, and they were missing their third and fourth best players because their first and second best players, Trent Williams and Jordan Reed, already don't play. And the score was 24-3. That stinks. And that's always an age-old debate, Steve, about making the bets earlier in the week to get ahead of the lines and the number versus, you know, having more of the injury information. Your thoughts?
Yeah, McLaurin really is important because that wide receiver core for Washington is so poor, and McLaurin's been so good. It's a balance, you know, and if you wait to the last minute to have perfect information, oftentimes you're going to get the worst of the number. But in this case, the money just kept coming in on the Giants, and it made sense with the late injury report.
Moving on, Cleveland and Baltimore. I put one unit on the under, 45.5. I thought Cleveland defense is playing well. Their offense is in a rut. You put two units on the Browns. Man, you were all over it. Browns hammered the Ravens. It went way over. That was a stunner for me. That one wasn't even close. Carolina, Houston. Panthers were getting 4.5 points. I put two units on them. They won the game outright, 16-10. So I got two more units there. Then it was Bucks and the Rams. I put one unit on the Bucks, getting those 10 points. And they won the game outright also. So I got another unit there. Then our other best bet was the Vikings and the Bears. Vikings getting 2.5 points. We both put two units on them. They lost 16-6. And I think we're at the point now, Steve. He's cost me at least four units this year, or at least they have. I think I might be done with Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. I just don't think I have the stomach for it. Your thoughts?
I'm certainly done with them on the road. Wow, did he play a bad game. And little revolt in Norseman land. I know Thielen and Diggs very upset about having a $84 million quarterback that can't throw them the ball.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Jags, Denver. Jags were getting 3 points. We both leaned Jacksonville. We should have taken them. They won the game outright. Cowboys and Saints. Cowboys were laying 2.5. I went ahead and laid the 2.5. One unit on the Cowboys. They lost the game outright. They scored 10 points. That was a stunner for me as well. So I lost the last unit there. We both passed the Steelers and the Bengals. For the year, I am up 12 units. You are up 11 units. And we are now 7 of 10, 70% on our best bets. Week 5, here we come.
And the lines, of course, moving forward, and as they have every week so far, been presented by betonline.ag. Use that promo code podcast. One, Ross, let's start off with Thursday night football. It's the Rams at the Seahawks. Seattle laying a point and a half with a total of 49.
And I would just add to that and say, I'm going to win the podcast one Sportsnet challenge against like Shaq and Dan Patrick and these other guys at some point. And so make sure you have a betonline.ag account so that when I win, I'll say, hey, tweet at me your account number and we'll put $100 in 5 of your account numbers. But you have to have an account number ahead of time. Betonline.ag, promo code is podcast1. I'm going to pass this game. I'd probably lean Seattle. They're so good in primetime games. It's a short week. It's a Thursday night game. But the Rams were also kind of embarrassed, and I expect them to bounce back and play better. So this is a pass for me. Probably a very slight lean to Seattle just because the Rams aren't playing real well.
I'm going to like Seattle. I'll put a unit on them. I certainly have concerns with the Rams offense, with Goff and with Gurley. And let's face it, Goff was really good last year because Gurley set up the play action for him. And Gurley is simply just not getting many touches. I think that his knee issue is much more than what is being discussed and or has been discussed going back to the playoffs last year. And when is Gurley going to be the least effective? I'd make the case for a short work week here on Thursday. I just don't know how many rushes he's going to get considering how little usage he's been getting year to date. Only 49 rushes for 219 yards. So I think that is a major advantage for Seattle. I will take the Seahawks for one unit.
Steve, on to the Sunday games. Let's start in Baltimore. We'll start with Baltimore. They're at Pittsburgh. Baltimore 3.5-point favorites with a total of 44.5.
So we faded Baltimore last week, and I'm going to fade them again. I'm going to take Pittsburgh. I like Pittsburgh for two units here. What has Baltimore done to be worthy of laying more than a field goal on the road here? Baltimore's defense has been a sieve. They are worst in the NFL, giving up 7 yards per play, and that's going to put a lot of pressure on Lamar Jackson to put up points for Baltimore, and I'm still not convinced that he's going to be able to do it over the course of the year. Pittsburgh obviously got after the Bengals with the pass rush last Monday night. I like Pittsburgh 2 units.
Totally agree. Very surprised by this line. Steelers looked very good up front, both sides of the ball. Ravens got ran over. This game is in Pittsburgh. I feel like all you need when you have a new quarterback like that is a little bit of confidence, a little bit of mojo, if you will. I'm all over the Steelers getting 3.5 points here. 2 units for me as well. It's the best bet.
The best bet.
In London, Chicago, 5-point favorites against the Oakland Raiders, 40.5 the total, Ross.
Weird one. I never have a great feel on London games, and I feel like I never have a great feel on the Raiders. I don't like the idea of the Bears laying 5 points. I am intrigued just with the travel and stuff by the total, but 40.5 is already pretty low. Raiders offense actually looked pretty good against the Colts. I'd probably just lean to the under here.
Well, like Chicago here, various reasons. I think the Oakland win against Indy was much more about Indianapolis compromised on the injury report. And I don't like the Oakland travel schedule going, having to go to Indianapolis. I get it. Then you got to travel straight to London instead of going back to the West Coast. But by all reports, that's not what you want to do when you have this game in London, and Jacksonville kind of figured this out. Jacksonville goes there almost every year, that you want to go there late in the week, not early, because of the disruption. It's not like you can just bond like you could picking out a facility in Youngstown, Ohio, or somewhere in Washington and bring the team together for a week. You're in a foreign country, and that's going to create too much havoc, too many disruptions with your practice schedules and even the different food and everything else. And so because of that, I think that's a bad situation for Oakland after having to spend a week in London. And I like what I saw from Chicago in terms of their energy level when Trubisky went down. And we've seen this all year long. Teams that are losing their quarterback and having a backup quarterback come in have seen the teams gel. They have a tremendous against the spread record across the board. And because of that, I'm going to certainly look to Chicago. 2 units on the Bears.
Steve, the Arizona Cardinals are getting 3.5 points at the Cincinnati Bengals. The total on this one, 47.5.
I'm going to go first half on this one. I'm going to fade Arizona in the first half, a team that just can't score until the defenses wear out. And the defenses have worn out a little bit because of the frantic pace of play for Arizona. Here's the numbers for Arizona. First quarter averaging 2.5 points, second quarter 3, third quarter 4, fourth quarter 8 points. So the time to bet against Arizona is early in the game. I'll take the Bengals minus 2.5 in the first half, 2 units.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know how the Bengals right now can be a favorite like this over anyone. Although they have been kind of up and down. You know, they look pretty good against Buffalo. They look pretty good against a team like the Seattle Seahawks. Meanwhile, Arizona seemingly getting worse by the week. This is a tough one for me. I'm going to put 1 unit on the Cardinals getting the 3.5 points. Just because they're getting the 3.5 points, basically.
Ross, the Jacksonville Jaguars also getting 3.5 points. This time they're at the Carolina Panthers with a total of 41.
I kind of believe it in the Jags. It doesn't seem like Jalen Ramsey's going to play again this week. Another road game for them. But they did get Leonard Fournette going a little bit. They do have that Minshew mania. And Kawan Short was just put on IR. I'll put a unit on the Jags getting 3.5 points. I think they could win that game. And if you're going to give me 3.5 points, I'll take it. If they do lose, I think it's a close game, maybe by a field goal or less.
I'm going to lean to Carolina. You know, the Carolina defense has just been tremendous. They're giving up 4.3 yards per play. They're second in the NFL right now. And how good has that defense been? Well, Kyle Allen lost 3 fumbles last week. And the Carolina defense was still able to win that game outright. So, of course, I do have concerns about Kyle Allen taking care of the ball, but I'm going to lean Carolina.
Steve, the Minnesota Vikings laying 5.5 at the New York Giants, 44.5 the total.
Yeah, I'm going to lean to the Giants. We talked about it. Minnesota, internal problems, conflicts with the offense, wide receivers Thielen and Diggs unhappy. Talking back to their Stefanski, saying we got to be able to learn to throw the ball down the field, and Kirk Cousins apologizing to them for not getting them the ball. And Daniel Jones, let's face it, he just has looked tremendous in his first 2 games. Now, he's got a much tougher task in this game, but with Jones ranked 3rd in the league now in QBR, I'm starting to become a believer in Jones. I'll lean Giants.
I feel the same way. I would lean Giants also, especially because their defense. Now, a lot of it was Dwayne Haskins, but their defense looked a lot better. But I'm just going to lean because I think the Vikings are going to come out and play much better.
Ross, the Patriots laying 15.5 points at the Washington Redskins. The total is 43.
Still don't know who's actually starting at quarterback for the Redskins. I would be a heavy lean New England. I probably should put a unit or two on it. The Redskins are a disaster. I just have a very tough time laying that many points in an NFL game. So I will pass the game, lean New England.
I'm going to play under. That New England defense has been so good, only giving up 1 touchdown year to date. And I can't see Washington having success, especially as banged up as they are. And frankly, I think New England's going to just try to keep Brady healthy as a 15-point favorite, and I can't see them trying to do much on offense other than just win this game by their 14 to 17 points. I'm going to go under for 2 units.
You know, I'm gonna piggyback off of that. I loved your logic there. I don't see the Redskins scoring very much on the Patriots at all. I want to get a best bet in there. You convinced me. two units under 43 in that one. Great call.
The best bet.
It's the Jets at the Eagles. Eagles laying 13.5 on this one. 44 is your total.
Still some uncertainty about Sam Darnold. It doesn't seem like he's going to play. Still hasn't been fully cleared, but he's taking part in team drills today. So I got to stay away from this one. I'd probably lean the Eagles. I think that they kind of got some momentum after that Packers game, but that's a bunch of points against any NFL team, especially if Darnold plays. I'm a lean Philly, but I'm staying away from it.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. The Jets are a winless team off of a bye. That, in general, has been a very profitable situation to back a team. But frankly, I'm not in no hurry to bet on Falk. And the Jets got a completely phony, lucky cover with two bizarre touchdowns in the second half against the Patriots. And I actually bet the Jets in that game. I got away with one there. I'm going to pass this game.
Steve, the Tampa Bay Bucks, what are they doing? They're at New Orleans. New Orleans favored by 3.5 in this one, and our total is 47.
Yeah, New Orleans played really, really well on defense, and they beat the Cowboys. I still have concerns about Teddy Bridgewater. Tampa Bay, they absolutely got after it with the upset win against the Rams. So bad situation in general. You win a game as a big underdog, and then you go on the road, and you're an underdog again. So that doesn't favor Tampa Bay, but the underlying stats for Tampa have been pretty darn good. If they just made that kick against the Giants, we'd be thinking about them as a playoff contender. I'm going to pass the game.
I'm going to put a unit on the Bucks again, getting 3.5 points, kind of like how they're playing right now. Still not buying the Saints offense in Bridgewater. 3.5 points. I wouldn't be shocked if the Bucs won the game. One unit on the Bucs.
Atlanta Falcons at the Houston Texans. Houston favored by 5 here and 48.5 our total.
So I'm going to pass this game. I'd probably lean Atlanta just because they are so desperate for a win at this point. But the Texans really need one as well. I don't feel like I have a great handle on either one of these teams right now. This is a lean Atlanta for me.
Yeah, I heard Atlanta, 13 straight games that they have gone down against the AFC, against the spread. So I can't explain it. I don't know why that keeps occurring, but I know that they've lost their last two games against the AFC, and now they play Houston. Atlanta's underlying stats, pretty darn good, and yet they continue to underperform. A lot of it, they can't convert fourth downs. I don't trust Atlanta at all, and I don't like what I saw from Houston at all. I pass.
Steve, the Buffalo Bills getting 3 points at the Tennessee Titans. Low total here, 38.5.
Need a little help with this one, Ross. What's the latest on Allen and his status for this game?
Still in the concussion protocol. It seems like there's a pretty good chance it'll be Matt Barkley.
Yeah, and that certainly is a downgrade because Allen's ability to run the ball certainly helps the Buffalo offense. So because of that, with a 1.5-point downgrade at quarterback, I would lean to Tennessee. But uncertainty in the game, and let's face it, that Buffalo defense was just incredible last week. I'll pass.
I'm with you. I just can't do it, not knowing who the quarterback's going to be for the Bills. And the total is already really low. I'm not going to try to go under 38.5.
Ross, the Denver Broncos at the LA Chargers. Chargers laying 6.5 here, 44.5 the total.
Interesting game. I feel like the Broncos are going to break through with a win one of these times. I mean, the Jags, they had the lead. The Bears, they had the lead. Now they're getting 6.5 points. I was very impressed by what Phillip Rivers did in Miami with all the injuries, but they still have a lot of injuries. I'm putting a unit on the Broncos on the road getting 6.5 points.
Yeah, I'll lean to Denver. You're right about those Chargers injuries just getting worse and worse. Melvin Ingram is out now. Cluster injuries for the Chargers at wide receiver now with Williams, Inman, Benjamin. And, of course, they have all their previous injury issues, including their best lineman being out and their best two best safeties. I'll lean Denver.
Only 2 4 o'clock Eastern games on Sunday. That was one. Here's the other. It's Green Bay at Dallas. Cowboys favored by 3.5 points and the total 46.5.
Yeah, I like Dallas in this one. I'll go 2 units on the Dallas Cowboys. And I think Green Bay came out of that game with some really good stats last Thursday, but they also came out of it with some key injuries. Wide receiver Davante Adams, he's questionable. He's a top 10 wide receiver in the league. I think he got like 180 yards against the Eagles. They need him. And I don't, if he plays, I don't know how effective he'll be. Their left tackle, their right tackle, Bulaga, is questionable. And I'm worried about their running backs with Williams concussed. That we saw what happened to that running game when Williams was out, that Jones had no holes to run through and averaged under 2 yards per rush. And the Packers with some secondary injuries as well. And Dallas, I would argue, good spot coming in off of a loss against the Saints. I think the Cowboys get back on the winning track. Cowboys 2 units.
Wow. Yeah, I thought about that as well. Green Bay, I thought Aaron Rodgers kind of got his juices going a little bit against the Eagles, but that run defense was scary, especially going against the Cowboys. I'm going to pass the game.
Sunday Night Football, Ross, Indianapolis at Kansas City. Chiefs laying 10.5 points, 56.5 the total.
So 10.5 is a lot. I know it's a primetime game. Chiefs are unstoppable. Colts didn't look real good against the Raiders, so I get it. But 10.5 points is a lot. I'm just gonna have a heavy lean to the Colts. I'm debating between a lean or a point there, but man, I played in primetime in Kansas City. That place is crazy. Colts are still without a bunch of guys, so it'll just be a lean. I'm not gonna put a unit on the Colts.
I'm gonna lean to, you know what, actually I'm not gonna lean at all. The Colts, I wanna lean to the Colts, but we saw how bad they were with their injured players out. Darius Leonard, their linebacker, not playing. I don't know if he'll be able to play, and missing T.Y. Hilton. And let's face it, the money just poured in against them. And I don't think it was pouring in on Oakland. I really think that was legitimate money just against the Colts. And given that being the case, if those guys aren't playing, I don't want the Colts to try to hang tough against Kansas City. I pass.
Getting choked up there, Steve. Final game, Monday Night Football. We've got the Cleveland Browns, the San Francisco 49ers. San Fran laying 3.5 points, or total 46.5, Steve.
Yeah, this is one I bet -3. I don't know if you can bet at -3.5. I like everything San Francisco has done year to date and might get a bigger home field advantage than normal in San Francisco with them undefeated here off of a bye in a big game. Let's face it, Cleveland, they've had a lot of primetime exposure lately, getting up for big games, including the game against Baltimore, and you wonder how much energy they can have left. Everyone was writing them off, talking about how stick a fork in them after they were going to lose to Baltimore, and now they got to get up for another big game. I think there's a limited amount of energy you can have over the course of a season, and I think the energy level favors San Francisco here. I'd lean San Francisco.
Tend to agree with you on that. I was very impressed by how the Browns played against the Ravens. Did not see that coming. I would lean San Francisco, but I always feel like I don't have a great handle on teams coming off of a bye. I don't know that the Browns can handle success and prosperity. I think Monday night's going to be a really interesting game and challenge for them. But I'm just going to lean San Francisco, kind of like you. Excellent work. Speaking of excellent work, you can get in even more action as it continues on Daily Fantasy at Yahoo. Better than ever this year. Yahoo Daily Fantasy just released a new $500,000 contest, the 500K Baller, that has a first place prize of 50 grand. Absolutely check it out. Yahoo Daily Fantasy Football has new contests every week with guaranteed cash prizes. Even if you don't score a perfect lineup, you can still walk away from a game with a little cashola. Yahoo.com/Daily Fantasy. That's Yahoo.com/Daily Fantasy. When you make your first deposit, use promo code POD25 for $25 in free play. That's POD25, promo code for $25 in free play. That'll do it for this week's Even Money Podcast. Make sure you listen to Joe Dolan. He was great on both episodes of the Fantasy Feast. And how about Andrew Brandt dropping knowledge on this new NCAA fair pay to play rule on today's Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Other than that, I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.